to make your home or yard look great. Hurry in for great deals throughout the store during Scott's Days. Now through Monday, only at Ace. Limit one bonus reward per Ace Rewards account at participating stores through April 16th. $5 reward delivered by mail.
4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, in celebration of a beautiful spring day. We're going to talk some golf with you on the program today. Also going to talk some Iowa State football. All that coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Welcome in at 3:04. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann back with us here today. It is a Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym at Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. We're going to talk Iowa State football, maybe a little basketball as well. Rob Gray from CycloneFanatic.com will be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. And then we'll talk Iowa men's golf, Tyler Stith, as the Hawkeyes will entertain a good field of collegiate men's golf teams the next couple of days. It was supposed to be Saturday and Sunday, but they moved it up 24 hours to Friday and Saturday, as the Hawkeyes will have their Hawkeye Invitational down at the Finkbein Golf Course in Iowa City. So we will talk with Coach Stith coming up here in just a little bit. And what a beautiful day outside in eastern Iowa today. We deserve it, don't we?
It's very welcome, isn't it? It's, I believe, about 66 right now in eastern Iowa. I don't want to talk about the weekend quite yet. Just enjoy what we have now.
Yeah, no kidding.
But it's very much a respite for the spring sports seasons that have been, I mean, meets have been canceled. Practices are tough to come by. And hopefully they have a great day outside today.
Well, that's the good part of it. The bad part of it is that the weekend is coming, and the weekend doesn't look particularly pretty at this point. And in fact, I know I got this notification earlier on today from Aaron Stecker over at Kennedy. The Kennedy co-ed meet for Saturday has already been postponed. Teams coming from a little bit of distance, so they didn't want to come down to the very end, and the forecast doesn't look the greatest. So they have pulled the plug on that one. That's the only one I know of on Saturday as of this point. So that's too bad. And hopefully, I know there's a lot of soccer on tap today, some baseball coming up as far as the collegiates are concerned. Mount Mercy's playing today for Coach Dom, a doubleheader. And you got, we mentioned soccer, some tennis, track. So get out.
Finally.
And enjoy it. I know a lot of people are out there just walking, doing whatever they can to be outside right now. So, yeah, get out there and enjoy it today as we're near 70 degrees. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. And Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, of course, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Thank you for joining us here today. We've got a four-pack of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Red Hot Cedar Rapids Colonels. Later on this month, we'll have those as giveaway today and tomorrow before 4 o'clock here today. Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Great place to catch a quick lunch. After your work day is done, stop on by with friends, acquaintances, work folks, whatever, family, whoever you got, take them out to Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. We thank them for being the sponsor of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We're going to talk a little bit about Iowa State football. They're not going to have a spring game. We know that on Saturday, but that does not keep folks like Rob Gray from covering the Cyclones, and we'll talk about that. Also, some Iowa State news today. The State Board of Regents has given the go-ahead for another project on the north side of Jack Trice Stadium to connect with the indoor practice facility.
Mm-hmm.
So multi-million dollar project there. So we'll talk about that with Rob, talk a little basketball with Rob as well. And then Tyler Stiff will join us from the Iowa men's golf team as they get ready for the tournament this weekend.
Reminder, too, we talked about the Iowa golf meet being pushed back. Same for the Iowa track meet. The 19th Musco meet was originally scheduled Saturday. It is being held today.
That is right. 4:30, I think they're going to get started down in Iowa City at the Kretzmeyer track. So good. That's a good place, a destination for people to go to tonight. So, yeah, that's going to be pretty good. It's going to be pretty good down there. And a good night to run, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not too hot, not too cold. Perfect night for a track meet. So hopefully they'll get a good crowd down there in Iowa City for that one. Oh, we haven't forgotten about Bowling Night in America.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We're going to have that update for you coming up before we set sail here today. Golf, first and foremost, Zach Johnson, he had an early tee time today at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, in the first round of the Heritage.
Per tradition, he'll tee off later tomorrow, but Zach in with a 100 par 70 in the RBC Heritage Classic. Hilton Head Island, kind of a home tournament for Zach and many others. Davis Love, Matt Kuchar.
Davis Love and Drew Love are playing in this one. Mm-hmm. Davis's son is getting, I think, his first start on the PGA Tour.
Any rate, Zach had 4 birdies, 3 bogeys in his opening 18 holes. And last look, Rory Sabatini in the lead at 7 under par.
And I think he was, like, if not the first group off, real close to the first group off today, Sabatini was. So he went 7 under, 64 today. And if you follow the PGA Tour, you know this. The tour players go from the widest fairways and the biggest greens on the PGA Tour schedule to the skinniest fairways and the smallest greens on the PGA Tour.
About 400 yards less than Augusta National it plays. And, yeah, it requires very good shot making. And Zach often is capable of that, so we'll see what he can do on Friday. Tonight, your White Sox, my Twins, mano a mano tonight. Target Field, first of a series, Giolito against Barrios.
Two of the better young pitchers that each organization has.
You can hear it right here on KGYM.
Yeah, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, coming up tonight. And that will get underway at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll join up, and then just about 7:10 with the first pitch for that one coming up tonight. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in. One more golf note to let you know about, and pretty significant one. Didn't get a lot of play. I thought it would a little bit more when I read it, but the PGA Tour, the World Golf Championships, have all announced that this is going to be the final year of the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone. They are going to move it next year to Memphis, Tennessee, and it will essentially take the place of the St. Jude Classic, which, you know, I hate to do this to anything, but it probably has the worst field. It's taken over. It's not going to be the week ahead of the U.S. Open anymore. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to move to mid-August, late August, whatever the case may be, just ahead of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Yeah, good luck playing in Memphis in late August, everybody. Mm-hmm. but that's a pretty significant change in the PGA Tour. You take away venerable Firestone Country Club, one of the top tracks. Nothing wrong with TPC Southwind, but it's not Firestone. And then also announcing that the Senior PGA Championship, Players Championship, one of the majors on the Senior Tour, that is going to be moving to Firestone to take essentially the place of the World Golf Championship event.
It would seem to open up a slot on the PGA Tour, right?
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Unless they decide not to replace it and just condense things. It's going to be a different looking PGA schedule next year because you're going to have the PGA Championship moving to May from its customary position in August. Mm-hmm. So this could be a whole different looking PGA Tour next year.
Could well indeed.
So that'll be something to look forward to. And by the way, Tigers won 8 times at Firestone. So he's probably not a real happy camper.
Yeah.
But as somebody said on Twitter today, well, just remind him he's going to be a senior in a few years. And I like somebody's response. You tell him that he's going to be a senior.
You mentioned we're going to talk to Rob Gray of CycloneFanatic.com. Former Cyclone Jeff Hornacek lost his job in the NBA today. And along those lines, a poll question at KGYMRadio.com brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Who will regret Fred Hoiberg returning for another season as coach of the Chicago Bulls? Who will regret it more, Bulls fans or Fred Hoiberg? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be one and pretend that I am an expert as far as the NBA is concerned. Playoffs are now set. Had a great game last night between Minnesota and Denver for the final playoff spot. That doesn't happen every year, but it happened this year in the NBA, so great for the league. And a lot of NBA basketball playoff action starting next Monday, I believe, coming your way down the ESPN radio airwaves. So we got that for the next couple months to look forward to anyway, along with some Stanley Cup hockey as well. So, yeah, got that coming in the offing, even though it will not include Blues, Blackhawks, or any of the like out there. But we'll have a lot of basketball and some hockey coming your way in the next couple months.
Postseason in those two sports, regular season going on right now, as we mentioned, White Sox, Twins, then we've got some day baseball, right?
Yes, we do. We got one game. They've moved to the top of the seventh inning at Wrigley Field. Pirates lead the Cubs 2-1. Again, that is in the top of the seventh inning.
Did Javi Baez get dusted today?
No, I don't believe so.
Why not?
Mark, are you going to get me in trouble?
Wait, let me pat myself on the back. It's
hey. Well, yesterday was a very cantankerous day in Major League Baseball. You had two fights.
Yeah.
You had the Rockies and the Padres going at it. You had the Red Sox and the Yankees going at it. It's going to be interesting to see if there's any retaliation tonight between the Yankees and the Red Sox. We will see how that plays out. There's not good blood anyway between those two teams. It's interesting. The Pittsburgh Pirate beat writer writing today about Javi Baez and Wilson Contreras and I'll just say about his view of them respecting the game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of celebrating that goes on. I'm not saying good or bad, whatever the case may be, to each their own, blah, blah, blah. I'm an old school baseball guy. I figured if you're going to do cartwheels or whatever when you hit a home run, someday it's going to come back to haunt you.
When it's 12-5.
It's going to, and that is for the White Sox, that's for the Cubs,
absolutely,
that's for the Twins, that's for everybody out there. But you and I are old school guys. We're not of the new ilk, if you will. I'm trying to get to find bat flips and whatever to be okay. But I just keep thinking of the late great Coach Ruckelman, what he would have done if there was a bat flip going on. Or
by and large, you know, I think players should be able to have fun and whatnot, but I don't know. There just comes a time where it's overdone.
On April 11th?
On April 11th.
Nah.
We'll see. I mean, it's not like the walk-off home runs by Baez, you know?
Hey, he's on a roll right now.
Good for him.
319. we got things to talk about. See, you brought this up, and now we're going to have all the text line's going to blow
up. Well, people
are
talking
up
about it, and you mentioned the Pittsburgh article.
That is true.
It was our article.
No.
Yeah.
That was theirs.
85-50 on the text line.
See what you did?
The worst part of baseball is no celebrations. The NFL celebrations are one of my favorite things in the league. If you don't like a bat flip, pitch better.
There you go. I'm trying to embrace this, but it's tough. It's tough for you too, isn't it?
Was it that T.O. you pulled a Sharpie out? And,
yeah. I didn't like that either.
I thought it was kind of funny.
I didn't like
some of the NFL celebrations, yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I'm fine with the celebrations, and they're cute now. You know, everyone's got the, you know, the wide receiver celebration. They try to outdo each other. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. I'm trying to embrace it, Mark. Yeah. I'm trying to get into the 21st century. People say I'm a little behind.
It's just a matter of showing up the other team. I mean, whether it's patting yourself on the back.
Are you going to get into the unwritten rules of baseball?
Or trotting at, you know, almost walking speed. That pisses off the other team, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. All right, 18 past 3. We're going to take a break, come back, and when we return, we are going to talk with Rob Gray of CycloneFanatic.com. Iowa State's not going to have a spring game, but that's not going to stop us from talking about Cyclone football. So we'll do that when we return after this. You're listening to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Used car and truck shoppers, this weekend and only in beautiful Hiawatha. Pre-owned power buy pricing at the McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. This is the sale of over 2,500 quality used vehicles from $39.88. And full-size pickups, Silverados, F-150s, Sierras, power price from $11,988. Nowhere else in eastern Iowa, only at McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Through Monday night, power buy prices from $39.88 with credit amnesty. Nobody's held back. You're approved. And at the McGrath Used Car Campus, full-size pickups from $11,988. The perfect gift for a graduating senior? Late model Chevy Cruises from $10,988. Pre-owned power buys. Every budget, every make and model. Cars from $39,988. Trucks from $11,988. And with credit amnesty, you're approved. The McGrath Used Car Campus through Monday night. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Criminy queso. You're no ordinary chip off the Punchero's Pepper Jack block. No, no, no. You're my made right here hunk of melted heaven. The zip to my chips, bonus to my burrito, and wowza to my whistle. But enough about me, queso. This is about we. And clock says it's crunch time. Punchero's queso made fresh. Burrito's better built.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Yeah, you pick a day that we don't have time to answer all of these texts to do this.
Cajun Troy on the text line. I like what Miami Hurricane said when they were dancing. If you don't like us dancing, then stop us from scoring.
You and I are not winning on this one.
94-37, cannot pitch better without getting the inside corner. Strike zone is too small anyway.
Well, that's a debate for...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been going on a long, long time.
And inconsistent.
Yes, very inconsistent. 22 past the hour at 3 o'clock, and we're going to bring in Rob Gray, the senior writer at CycloneFanatic.com, and you can give him a follow on Twitter, at Rob W. Gray, all one word out there. And Rob, happy spring to you out there, at least for one day anyway.
Yeah, we had a nice day here yesterday, too. It might have not quite arrived out in fall, you know, fully. But, yeah, happy spring to you, Scott and Mark. And it's always a joy to be on with you, especially.
Thank you, Rob, and great to have you. One of the topics this week, I guess, in the last week, is that Iowa State's spring game has been canceled, apparently due to weather. What's the reaction been to that?
Well, I think some fans are concerned that they're going to try to, I don't know, limit access is the word. Let's face it, no coaches are thrilled about spring games, except that it is something that the fans enjoy. It's another opportunity for guys to maybe get hurt when they can focus a little bit more intently on their practice situations and all that. And Coach Campbell didn't skip a beat when they asked him how disappointed he was, because that not a bit, except, as he was quick to point out, that it's a nice thing for the fans. First, fans get together, rekindle their relationship, and just get to see the guys run around a little bit on the field. So I think most people understand, given that it's supposed to be very rainy. I mean, they don't want to, you certainly want to damage the field, too, if it gets really soggy. As it's just starting to, you know, it's been green there, but I mean, just starting to really establish itself again. So I think most people can understand it, but certainly a distinct minority are somewhat concerned that maybe it means that they're going to start pulling back a little bit to what's been kind of an intimate relationship between fans and teams at Iowa State for quite a while.
No conspiracy theories then that people maybe not trying to drum up.
No, I think there are some people that naturally, you know, see something and look and say, whoa, what are the broad repercussions? I think this is a one-time deal. Although, I mean, you're seeing it happen a little bit more and more, but I think if the weather's bad, they certainly can't have fans at the indoor facility. And, unfortunate, but I don't think, I think if anything, Iowa State is going to continue to try to maintain that close relationship with the fans, and nobody should read anything extra into this situation, decision.
Rob, do you have any kind of handle on who's going to be a quarterback in 2018?
Boy, no, I don't. I think it should be Kyle Kemp, given what he did. I mean, he was granted again the 6-year of eligibility based on being run off another program. I think that's the argument that the NCAA said, yep, that's valid. He's such a poised player. Arm isn't as strong as Zed Mullins, who got a start in as well and did some nice things. But I think it's in that cliche realm of it's his job to lose. But Zed Mullins was close to him last year. People might forget that he was listed as the number two guy before the Jacob Buck situation. And coaches decided, hey, Kyle Kemp, the guy that's a veteran, even though he said he ever takes a snap in college football, we're gonna run Kyle out there. And at Oklahoma, I mean, what a bizarre and for Cyclone fans, delightful script that was, given how dire it looked with Jacob Buck being out and Kyle Kemp making his rousing debut. But I think it's what Campbell wants. He wants great competition at every position, and doesn't matter if you're an established star, doesn't matter if you're an established starter. There's going to be a really, really stern competition, and I think those guys are providing it with that position, and I guess we'll see going forward. But I think right now there's kind of a 1-1A situation, not a whole lot of separation based on what I've heard.
A lot of positives going into spring off of the Liberty Bowl winning year for Iowa State. If there is a part of the football team that you're looking at, see if it can be shored up a little bit, though, what would that position be?
I think at Iowa State, so recently I would say the defensive line just about every year, or both lines. I think the defensive line is starting to shape up pretty nicely, and perhaps the offensive line is too. There's just a number, you know, some experienced backs, but offensive line struggled run blocking last season. David Montgomery, you know, famously via pro football focus, was, you know, the nation's leader at breaking tackles, or however they pushed it, did a lot on his own. Very good pass pro from this group last year, which lost a couple of key guys, but bring back the key core. You know, Julian Good-Jones, and Bryce Meeker is in there. Josh Knutson made a name for himself, certainly in his first season here. And Colin Newell, an up-and-comer redshirt freshman out of Ames, is kind of making a push too. So they feel pretty good about where they are in offensive line, but after losing that guy, the caliber of Jake Campbell's, I'm always in wait-and-see mode in terms of the offensive line. But everybody else, other than replacing a couple of safeties with a veteran in Greg Eisworth, a JUCO guy that came in, and a lot of guys that have talent there, they look pretty well stocked at every position.
Good-Jones being moved around a little bit, is it just him or others?
He has now, I think, a lot of them move around. Coach Campbell preaches positional flexibility as one of his favorite things, and he thinks a lot of those guys on both lines really have the, and even in the secondary, have a lot of that going for them. Coach Jones, think Newell emerging as kind of a center candidate allows good Jones to arguably is the best overall lineman, offensive lineman for the Cyclones, to get out to a guard spot, or maybe in another scenario, you can help out at a tackle spot, depending on need. He's so versatile, and allowing him to get out there like that is good for the team. Again, Coach Campbell likes that out of all his guys, to be able to know what they're doing at each position and be able to execute as well.
Rob Gray joining us here at 3:29 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. We talk a little Iowa State spring football, and from what you have seen and what you have heard anyway, have there been a few individuals that have jumped up maybe and have had some of the coaches take notice no matter what position they are this spring?
Yeah, there have been. One certainly vocal interest, so Ryan Vance, Cedar Rapids guy, linebacker. Coach Campbell is not frequently going to, when he's asked to bring up a bunch of names, he likes to say, I like this, he doesn't want to single people out, but he did single him out for just the improvement and growth he's made over the winter and through the spring. He's kind of emerging as a leading candidate at that Mike spot with Joel Lanning. Everyone knows his story at graduating and prepping for pro possibilities. There's a question mark there, but there looks like a couple of guys that can really help out at that spot with Willie Harvey and established along with Marcel Spears on the outside at linebacker. So I ran Vance, a good story, called Newell. I mentioned Dean's kid. They really liked his work ethic from throughout his true freshman season, and he seems to have carried that over into his redshirt freshman campaign and is really impressing, and Campbell listed him as one of the top four guys toward the end of spring ball. Another newcomer, Tariq Milton, out of Florida, incredibly fast wide receiver, very slight, not a big guy, but again and again and again, one of the stars, budding stars, a receiver like Tim Butler and Matt Eaton, who both had good seasons, that they mentioned him. Butler called him a freak. Campbell did mention him as well. I don't want to leave anybody out, but I think those are the three main guys he sort of singled out. And he singled out Trouble Downing before, too, and you come on the offensive line. So, he doesn't like to do that because it feels like he's shortchanging other guys, but he thinks those guys made enough strides and made enough of an impression that he would certainly mention them. So those are some that stood out.
A lot of improvements have been made to Jack Trice Stadium in recent years, and now today the Iowa Board of Regents has approved another project. What do you know about it?
Well, I know that it's something that Jamie Pollard had talked about for quite a while, and when he brought it up the first time, I was kind of like, oh, what? And, Board of Regents gave the okay for a really nice all-around facility there, centered around Jack Trice Stadium's Jackson building, the Berkshire football complex out there, and, combining the nutrition areas and just academic areas and all the training areas and bringing everything together, player lounge, a lot of amenities there in terms of a expanded locker room and spiffed up locker room. They're just going into the fundraising phase, but it sounds like they're pretty bullish. They feel like they'll have a lot of options. I know they have some significant donors who have indicated that they'll pitch in quite a bit, and then it's filling in around the edges on that, but they're certainly very excited about it. And in this day and age, any time you can do something like that, make your facilities look better, which Iowa State has done quite a bit of in recent years from a lot of different sports standpoints, that's a good thing. So I know it's huge. I know the team is really excited. I'm sure that Coach Campbell and everyone associated with that football program is as well.
Rob, I'll throw this question out, even though it is April and it's still spring football, but you were around when Dan McCarney was taking Iowa State to bowl games. Is this, even with that and some of those teams that he had, is this the most anticipated Iowa State football season that you can remember? Or maybe, I don't want to, it's tough to say ever, but there's a lot of enthusiasm for this Iowa State football season.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I would say most ever, because some of those teams, like this season, Seneca came back and they started the season, that unbeaten streak, got into, number 9 or something in the rankings. There was people had a really good feeling about that. Now, that's just ended up with sadly a collapse and ended up, I think, a loss in the Boise Bowl. I think it was called the Humanitarian Bowl at the time. Maybe it still is. I'm not sure. I don't pay a lot of attention to that bowl, but maybe similar to that just because he had a dynamic individual like Seneca Wallace, but you've got a dynamic individual like David Montgomery and a lot of other guys. I think anybody who's followed Iowa State should say this is as much quality depth as they've had in maybe ever. Some of those McCarthy teams were really deep on defense and had some standout skill guys on offense and a solid line, but maybe you couldn't go back. I mean, in running back position, you got Montgomery, you got Kenny Wong, the fastest guy on the team coming off of the big injury and faster than ever. And they've gone down the line. Oh, and by the way, a former 1,000-yard rusher, Mike Long, got there. Somewhere in that mix, along with Sheldon Cronin and others. So I guess I would say it's a qualified yes, simply because coming off the 8-1 season, the first bowl win since 2009, and kind of having this program change last year with the belief in what they could do, and then following through and doing some of those things, like winning at Oklahoma, you know, defensive effort, cutting out a win over TCU, and then going and essentially playing a road game until all the Cyclone fans showed up against Memphis at Memphis on the Liberty Bowl and pulling that one out. Yeah, a great deal of excitement. I'd imagine it's going to be a tougher ticket than it's ever been. Even the Cyclone fans have certainly been showing up and giving great support for the last several years.
Of course, before we let you go, Rob, a little bit about basketball anyway. Iowa State, I don't know if disappointing is a word, but when you don't make the NCAA tournament and you're accustomed to making the NCAA tournament, I guess it is disappointing a little bit. But a lot of things point to a very good bounce back 2018-2019. I guess, first of all, your thoughts about that, and then Lindell Wigginton, you think he's going to be back in an Iowa State uniform next year?
I think I'll start with that second point. I think he will be, but it all depends on what NBA teams need and what he's going to get. I mean, I think he's got room to grow, and one more season at Iowa State as the guy with a really nice supporting cast coming in, and the guys like Mario Saiak coming off, the sit-out transfer season. That success, that big stage potential for success for him could really, launch him even higher up the draft board. But, we don't know, again, what maybe some teams so high on his athleticism that they will draft him at point X, and he's like, well, that sounds great. I get the sense that he leans on wanting to come back and get another season because he knows that he can get better and enhance that profile. But, I'm leaning toward him coming back. I lean fairly strongly toward him coming back one more season. In terms of the disappointment, I think before the injuries knocked out Solomon Young and Nick Weiler battling his issues last season, it made it difficult to win a game, period, down the stretch. They're really holding out hope for an NIT bid. I think they had the team with those guys reasonably healthy, at least capable of doing that. And we saw in the big wins, really rolling Texas Tech and West Virginia at home and another top 25 win in that one stretch, that this team won on could be dangerous and play very well. The problem was consistency, and you get that sometimes with young teams and not very deep teams, even before Riley Babb in a young situation. So, yeah, disappointment, but I think it was somewhat of a stretch. Things would have had to broken perfectly to get to the tournament last year. Excuse me. And I think knowing what they have coming in and what they have probably coming back next season, that disappointment dissolves into, high hopes pretty soon.
Yeah, going to be, at least on paper, very, very talented team. Some talented youngsters coming in as well. Shirok and then Jacobson into the fold as well. But, we'd say enjoy yourself at the spring game, but there is no spring game. So, I don't know. We don't know how to sign off except say read your stuff at CycloneFanatic.com. And, Rob, appreciate it. Enjoy your Saturday without no football, I guess.
Well, thanks, but I will say there will be a little bit there. I'll talk to some of the honorary captains, people that come in, so there'll be some, Alice Hodge will be there in a little bit, so we'll have coverage. just not the same type of coverage as usual.
There you go. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys.
338, Rob Gray of CycloneFanatic.com joining us here on the program. No spring football game for the Iowa State Cyclones.
Or Wisconsin or Michigan, among others.
Think they'll come back next year.
Mm-hmm.
We had that discussion earlier on this week. Is, you know, spring football a game really necessary at this point? And, I think they will be coming back next year.
We do apologize for the less than perfect connection with Rob. We'll work on that next time we visit with him. Sometimes cell phones are like that. We don't like it, but we'll work on it. Promise.
Mark's promise to you. Mark's promise to you next is that we're going to talk some golf. And Tyler Stith, the Iowa men's golf coach, is going to be joining us. We haven't forgotten about Bowling Night in America. We haven't forgotten about our ticket giveaway for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as well. So we have all that to come your way here on KGYM.
First, a bit of news out of the Midwest League. A noon game today. Three Beloit pitchers combined on a no-hitter against the Burlington Bees. The only blemish, a walk with two outs in the sixth inning. It's the second combined no-hitter in Snappers history.
First of the year in minor league baseball, in any baseball, professional baseball, that is. So, a little history on a 70-degree Thursday afternoon down at Community Field in Burlington today. We'll take a break, come back. Tyler Stith will join us. We'll talk about Iowa men's golf, the Hawkeye Invitational. That'll get started tomorrow at Finkbein after this.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and side substitution may apply.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Baseball season is in full swing. The NBA and NHL playoffs are underway, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every game. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. With the SeatGeek app, you can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, you can instantly find seats. Best of all, our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code CANE today. That's promo code CANE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Back with you here in the gym class, the Thursday edition here at KGYM. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. Kyle Mann, our producer. Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight. That will be at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you on 107.5 FM. Colonels tickets to give away before 4 o'clock coming up. On this beautiful Thursday, they're getting ready for golf down in Iowa City. And with that in mind, we welcome in Iowa men's golf coach Tyler Stith joining us as the Hawkeyes get ready for the 25th anniversary edition of the Hawkeye Invitational that was scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, but I think everyone got together and said it might be better to play it Friday, Saturday. It didn't really take a lot of brain power to move it, did it, Coach?
How you guys doing? Thanks Good. For having me on. No, it was a decision that we made, you know, just based on the forecast for Sunday. It's calling for snow and some really cold temperatures. So we're doing everything we can to protect the field and try to have a 54-hole championship.
What is the format, 36 which day?
36 on Saturday.
Okay.
So traditionally, college golf tournaments that are that are held over 2 days. You'll play 36 holes on day one and then have an 18-hole finale on the second day. But we're going to go ahead and play our practice round Friday morning and then go right into round one Friday afternoon and try to get at least 18 holes in Friday. And then we have the entire day on Saturday to finish the championship.
Well, you've been in the under that big umbrella of everybody that's kind of suffered through the spring anyway. And how have the Hawkeyes done their best? I know you have the indoor practice facility, thank goodness, but it's been trying, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a difficult spring. I mean, one of the strangest weather patterns that I can remember for quite some time. But, you know, the thing is, most of our competitors have dealt with the same stuff that we have, and we've just done our best to make the most of it and try to get outside each and every day. Just reminding the guys that someone always has it worse than we do, and so we've been outside and played quite a bit of golf this week, and I think, you know, we're seeing the guys are kind of starting to get their games back a little bit now and, you know, excited about the weekend.
Yeah, this Hawkeye program has put up a lot of success in recent years, Tyler. What about this year?
We finished the fall season ranked 59th in the country, which is, you know, it's below kind of where we've been in the past. But, you know, we had to replace two All-Big Ten performers in Carson Shockey and Raymond Nolan. So we knew our team this year was going to be a little bit less experienced. And so I thought in the fall that we performed, you know, pretty well. I mean, we got ourselves into contention twice. We were in the final group at the Golf Week Conference Challenge and ended up finishing second. And then again, entered the final round at Northwestern just a few shots back, and we just kind of stumbled in those final rounds. And just with a young team, we weren't ready to win. We didn't know how to close out a golf tournament. We went into the spring season with high expectations. We got off to a slow start in March. Our two trips down in Georgia, we definitely performed below our expectations. And then 2 weeks ago out in Eugene, we were in the lead through 27 holes. So halfway through the tournament, we had a share of the lead and then kind of fell into that same pattern where we really struggled and didn't finish off the tournament well. But I think we saw a glimpse of what we're capable of and what this group can do. And now we've had a couple of weeks back home to kind of reevaluate, reset our expectations and goals for the remainder of the spring, and hopefully we can get things turned around with our home tournament this weekend.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this has got to be a great time to have your home tournament, and hopefully have a good, solid finish in this one to move you up as far as the rankings are concerned.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's our plan. We've got this weekend's tournament, and then next week we're going to Ohio State, which has another strong field, and then in 3 weeks we'll be at the Big Ten Championship. So we've got three in a row coming up here. Confidence is definitely getting higher amongst the group. Started to play well this week, so this would be a great way to get some momentum heading into the championship season.
Scott kind of asked about this earlier, Coach, but what in the world would you do without an indoor facility this spring?
Well, believe it or not, we did it for a number of years, including when I was here. We used to hit balls in a racquetball room back in the old field house. But no, it's certainly been a huge advantage. And I think, you know, in January and February, especially early on in the season, it really helped us out a lot. But as you start to kind of get into mid-March, everybody's anxious to get outside, you know, and so those practices, they become harder and harder to keep the guys engaged and keep them focused because they are so anxious to get outside and play. But that practice facility is huge. And, you know, everyone now has one just like we do. And so, you know, to be able to keep up with the other teams in the Big Ten and around the country, it's an absolute necessity these days.
Tell us about the field for this Hawkeye Invitational, Tyler.
Yeah, we've got some similar teams coming back, and we've got a nice mixture of Big Ten and Big 12 opponents, Iowa State, Kansas State, Minnesota, Nebraska. In addition to that, we've got a few other schools who have been here in the past and then are coming back this year, Marquette, Arkansas State. So out of the 12 teams that are competing, you know, five or six right now are NCAA caliber teams, which is it's a strong field. It's one of the strongest that we've had in a number of years. And, you know, that's a testament to, you know, the golf course and, people here do a great job putting on events, and you know, people love coming to Iowa City each and every year. So we're just continuing trying to make the field better each and every year, trying to make the tournament better every year. And this year, you know, it is no different. So we've got our work cut out for us to give ourselves a chance to win this week.
What's the lineup going to be? Same five that you had at Oregon, or any changes?
Yeah, we're working on that right now, as a matter of fact. We are out on the golf course competing, qualifying for those final few spots. So we'll know here in a couple of hours. Like I said, we've got four or five guys who are battling for those final few spots. So we're letting them decide it on the golf course today, and we should have the lineup set here in the next couple of hours.
I like that. And that's what makes golf one of the greatest sports there is, because the scorecard is going to tell you who should be out there.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't put it better myself. I mean, we believe in competition. You know, competition amongst the team, it just makes everybody better and it holds everyone accountable. So as much as we can, we try to get outside and let the guys play for it. We feel like it's the best form of tournament preparation that we can provide in practice. So we'll find out today who's playing the best, and then we're going to go with those five guys for the tournament.
Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but a couple tournaments down the road, the Big Ten Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does the Big Ten look like this year?
The Big Ten's quite strong, and it has been for a number of years. We're going back to Baltimore Country Club. We were there a year ago. It's an absolutely beautiful Tillinghast design. It's been restored by Keith Foster in the last couple of years. It was one of the best championships that I've ever been a part of. The club went above and beyond putting on the event, and it was an experience that I know our student athletes will never forget. So we're excited to go back. And you know, we had the low round of the tournament in the final round last year. So you know, it's a place that we played well. But again, I mean, the competition is strong. I mean, Illinois has been one of the best teams in the country for the last decade. And then you throw in six or seven teams that are going to qualify for the NCAA tournament, and the field feels strong. So it's the conference just continues to get better and better each year. We've got a lot of really good coaches who run good programs. So it'll be good. I mean, we need that sort of competition, though. I mean, if we're going to get ourselves back to regionals, you know, we've got to beat quality opponents here these next 3 weeks, and we've got an opportunity starting this weekend with our home tournament.
Yep, and if people want to come out there and take a look at a lot of good golf this weekend, they have the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, the tournament is, you know, free and open to the public. If anyone is brave enough to take on the weather, we'd love to have spectators out here. 18 holes Friday afternoon beginning at 1:30, and then 36 holes on Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. And anyone who's interested in coming out, you can just park right in the Finkbine parking lot, go inside, you know, check in maybe with someone inside, and they can kind of direct you to wherever the Iowa Hawkeyes are on the course at that time.
Yeah, no, go out there and see them and support them out there. And I know you're keeping tabs on Coach Schmidt and making sure everything's okay with him, right?
I am. Yeah, that's a full-time job in itself.
I can say that because I've known Jeff for a long, long time.
He told me to tell you guys hi.
I appreciate it. Tell him hi right back. So, hey, we'll let you go, Tyler. Best of luck to the Hawkeyes coming up, and hopefully have a very good weekend out of Finkbine.
I appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Tyler Stith, head men's golf coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes, is they will have the Hawkeye Invitational coming up this weekend at Finkbine, starting off tomorrow at 1:30, and then they're going to try to get in 36 on Saturday. Need to get to break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up some Colonels tickets, as the Colonels off to a terrific 5-0 start so far in the 2018 campaign. What is better than heading out to Veterans Memorial Stadium on us? We're going to give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to a Colonels home game this month at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We're going to take caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You are going to go out to Vet Stadium and take in Colonels baseball. We'll come back with our winner, and we'll get into Bowling Night in America from the penultimate week of bowling after this.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Aquafloor laminate flooring by Tarkett is water resistant and holds up to life's everyday messes. Available in three finishes, it's only $204 per square foot after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through April 14th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Upbeat music for you.
Is that your walk-up music?
This could be. A little Bruno Mars? It may be too hip for one Scott. Or us. I don't know. We'll see. We were hip last night at Bowling Night in America, weren't we?
Very hip. My first visit out to May City Bowl since my eye surgeries. And really great to see not only you guys on the team, but a lot of the bowlers in the league. And you know, just to say hi to them, I'll be back next year. Don't worry about it, okay? But you guys were against a tough opponent in Diamond Edge. You guys were spot on last night, and Rod had a big series. You had a big series. Rusty was solid. Everybody across the board contributed, and it was a sweep, a broom night for the Rusty Nails.
Ugh.
And let's be fair, we didn't get Diamond Edge's best.
No, we didn't.
Best
we didn't.
By any means.
We did.
This is a team that has some of the highest average bowlers in the league. And, you know, just one of those nights, and that'll happen. So Rusty Nails moved to 67-57, tied for sixth.
Moving up.
On the left-hand side of the ledger in a mature Evergreen League. And a chance to probably get fourth. It's position night next week. So 1 and 2 play, 3 and 4 play, so on and so forth. So I haven't done all the math, but I know the team race is very close. Durline Scale only 2 games up on Barry's Lanes.
Barry's Lanes with a chance to win a
championship.
Finished like
12th last year.
Yeah.
But they're only 2 games back, and I think KBO Catering has a chance to tie but not win. So
it's in Durline's lap.
Next
though.
Week is going to be very interesting for the team championship, and hopefully we can finish with a flurry.
Yeah, we're moving on up. And everything to do with Rusty Swires, by the way, because we are 10-2 since his return.
Just ask him.
By the way, David and North Liberty, congratulations. You are the winner of our 4-pack of tickets to Colonels Baseball. But yeah, good night had by all last night. And it was, yeah, it was just one of the things are coming together. We'd almost like the bowl a little bit more, wouldn't we?
No.
As Buzz says, 30 more frames.
Zach Zimmerman with a perfect 300 last night in the Evergreen League. Rod Bruner, our own, second best at 279. Dave Keel, the only 700 in the house last night, 703 for Dave.
Yeah. I was in there.
Yeah.
I was top 10 last night.
I think you and Rod were both top 10 series in the league last night. Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
No.
So you got to kind of trumpet that a little bit.
I think Rod won all the card games too, didn't he?
Yeah, oh, don't bring that up. There's a little controversy swirling about that. there was one member of our team that was wait a minute, whoa. But if you'd like to sign up for a summer league, Bay City Bowl, perfect place to do so.
Well, Scott Cleese did not like taking that money out of his pocket.
I was going to name names.
3620136. Visit the website, MayCityBowlCR.com.
Absolutely. And, yeah, no shenanigans going on or anything like that.
Right, Rod? Wink.
No. Nothing like that. We may have to go to bowling lane footage to see if there were actually were four threes and a wild card. But we're just saying. All right. That's going to wrap things up. Scott Docterman from the Land of 10 to talk Hawkeye Spring football with us coming up tomorrow. The Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next here on KGYM.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated